Hello and welcome to an no. I don't know how to do it anymore.
You know ID in the D in the town all day. ID in the D in the SEA. You know ID in the D in the town all day. ID in the D in the SEA.
Hello and welcome to a hiatus episode of the Fabulous Pelton Cast. I'm your co-host, Kevin Pelton.
And I'm Tristan Carcino.
And so I don't know if you heard that I have a new job. So we at the Pelton Cast are nothing if not familiar with hiatuses immediately after the Seahawks win the Super Bowl. When we first started recording this pod in the fall of 2013 and did about 6 months before, my editor CSPN politely informed me that my contract said I could not do outside podcasts. And we abruptly went away, went dark for a period of time during the feud. As it's known in PeltonCast lore, right out not long after the Super Bowl. This time, thankfully, it's for happier reasons. My time at ESPN has come to an end by my choice as I left to go take a job. The Houston Rockets hired me, as you may have seen, to be assistant GM and VP of analytics for their WNBA franchise. So this season, I've been teamed up with the Connecticut Sun front office. To work with them in Connecticut on the sunset season for the Sun. And then next year, the team will be moving to Houston and bringing back the Houston Comets to the WNBA. So, with that, with this new role being out of sports media, it felt like it was appropriate to take another PeltonCast hiatus for a period of time. We did want to give a chance, like this reported by my former ESPN colleague, Alexa Philippou. Almost 2 months ago now, and it was before I was able to talk publicly about it because of the fact that the sale of the Sun to Houston was not complete at that point. So now, as you may have seen, I was able to post a farewell letter to ESPN on social media and get to come on here and talk to everybody and not just go immediately dark right away. So and also important for us to do this. So that we could celebrate Tristan as the final PeltonCast MVP, winning his second MVP. I have some questions about the voting process, but I know I certainly didn't deserve it since I was the cause of the hiatus.
Absolutely, you did not.
So, congrats to you. A toast to you.
I joined Katie in the Two Timers Club as MVPs. I meant to bring, hold on.
I mean, you joined JD in the MVP club. Like, there's no two-timers club. There's only a club. I guess Katie could hold over you before this period of time that she had done it multiple times and you had only the one MVP. But, speaking as someone who has never been MVP, that's I would say. Oh, okay. He's got the necklace.
My MVP chain.
That's actually Baby Fantasy Geniuses, correct?
Yes. No, the best part about having a child who's pretty good at baseball is that I have a giant MVP chain to wear for
That's
myself now.
what people always say about the reason to have children.
Yep. 100%. Were you talking that whole time I was gone?
I filled expertly.
Okay. Expertly. Wow.
Look, I'm a professional at
Look, we just got good at this.
this. Did we?
Yeah, we just
Did
now
we?
got good at this, and then we hiatus.
So I think the biggest difference from the last hiatus is the best part of being able to bring the podcast back for the last almost 10 years now, I guess, because it was November 2016 that we came back as a podcast. Do you think someone is taking your photo that you're showing this to? You don't record this podcast on video, you know?
I thought you were going to say the best part about it is that me winning back-to-back MVPs. But I guess I was confused about what you were building up to there.
It was not it, weirdly. Is the community that has built. We joke about the listener, but the big difference is, over this stretch that there has been a group. We obviously do not have the biggest audience of any Seattle sports podcast. But we undoubtedly have the most loyal podcast following of any Seattle sports podcast. And, the listener has showed out by coming to live shows, fantasy leagues. The MVP itself was listener generated from Noah Cohen, third Pelton brother Noah Cohen. So that's a cool part of this. And the other element of it is like the Pelton Cast Discord and the community that has got created there, that's not going away. That's going to continue. So I would urge everyone who, listen to this podcast. I'm not going to say enjoy it. I don't want to set the bar that high, but if you listen to this podcast and you got our jokes, then the Pelton Cast Discord remains there as a place that will be your site for
Would you
ongoing Seattle
say
sports and food discussion and perhaps
that,
eventually the future of the Pelton Cast.
okay, you would strongly urge anybody who's a fan of the Pelton Cast and is not on the Discord to get on the Discord soon?
Absolutely. What do you miss? I mean, look, the Discord has sprung into its own thing. This podcast is not about, transit and urban density, housing policies, but the Discord is all of those things and so much more.
It really is.
Travel tips,
And
it
baseball.
and so much baseball. So that's been the best part of this because look, the two of us talking to each other, we did that all the time. Unrecorded podcasts, offline conversations. But now there's this whole community that has sprung out of it that is going to long outlive the Pelton Cast. This would be the part where you say something. You said we got good at
Absolutely.
this. That was your
I met you.
takeaway?
I'm not the one who's getting a job with the Connecticut Sun. Or with the, wait, what is your title again?
Assistant GM and Vice President of Analytics.
There we go. I'm not the one who's assistant GM and wait, vice president of analytics.
You're making it sound like it's the most complex title.
No, I totally agree. I'm excited about the community that's been built and to see the things that everybody responds to. Clearly, baseball has been one of them and see us through this journey that we've had as we've changed over these last 10 years, right? And the stuff that we've been interested in outside of, it's been pretty consistent Italian soccer, Seattle sports and food, those things. But the specific bits of what we've done over this last decade, I think we thought that the Sounders was something that we were going to talk about a lot. Now, how the Sounders are doing without this podcast, I don't know.
Without you not paying attention to that section of the
But
roundup,
I
you're
do feel
completely
like
unfamiliar
some
with
information is seeping in during the rundown.
just by osmosis.
Yes, but without that, to have an NFL draft without a podcast was definitely an interesting experience. And how much I think the thing that the hiatus showed to me was how much I'm learning about and engaging about and thinking about the things that are happening in Seattle sports and food and culture because of this podcast.
Yeah, I mean, we were the listener drove us to go deeper than we probably would have otherwise. So
It turns out that the podcast was like every podcast with two white guys talking just for us the whole time.
oh no. So you mean podcast then?
Yes.
So I guess in closing, again, thanks to everybody who has listened to this podcast and been part of the community, and everybody who, when this news did first come out, where their question was, "What happens to the Pelton Cast?" appreciated that might be a consideration.
And again, those folks who are wondering those questions, those things may be answered on the Discord if that's something. You'll link to that also, Kevin.
Of course.
That's something that you'll link to. But I think that'll give a little bit more clarity about what the future of the podcast is from there in those spaces. So if you do have those questions, that's the place to go to for that.
Absolutely. Legitimately, I mean, we got to say it at the 500th episode, which was a huge milestone for us.
I like that we really
Wait,
bowed
five.
out. Some people were like, was it 500th? Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people were like, wouldn't it be funny if they did a 500th episode and then left? It's like, no, what would be funnier would be to do would so I don't even know how to podcast anymore. What would be funnier would be to do like 503 episodes
I
and
believe
then
it's
leave.
506 is the technical
506
count.
episodes. Yeah. To not stop at the 500th episode, to get to 506 episodes and then be out.
I did think there would have been a certain symmetry in like the Seahawks win the Super Bowl and like that's it.
Yeah,
Our work is
we're
done
gone.
here. So, alas, timing didn't quite
We
match
don't
up
care.
there.
We don't care about the Seahawks anymore. We only care about the Mariners and public transit.
On that note.
I guess a very heartfelt thanks for listening.
Absolutely. And stay tuned.